Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Well, I want to welcome everyone. I want to welcome you all to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What an incredible day. Oh, my gosh. You know, I sit back and I think about what my life is about right now. And it just takes me a moment to almost breathe in and think about how much I'm absolutely grateful about. One of the things that I absolutely want to share with all of you is deep appreciation and gratitude for your listenership for the Dr. Pat Show and your support for what we're creating, our social media network and, you know, this website, the Transformation Network, where you'll be able to find everything transformative, including the many radio stations that we're on, and we'll make sure that you have links to them. But the one thing that I was struck by today is how absolutely juicy life is. Juicy is a really cool word. If you think about it, think about the times that you've absolutely bitten into the most delicious, juicy piece of watermelon, or maybe that just absolutely exquisite orange, or how about a luscious strawberry? Now, think about your life in that way. And one of the things that I wanted to share with all of you is that it has really been made clear to us by the various networks that we're on that you all are listening and listening a lot. And telling your friends and downloading shows and much more. And I cannot thank you enough. We are planning to do something pretty incredible here October 10th and launching a campaign where we're going to invite all of you to join us to help transform the world. And we're excited about that. But each day I get to connect with you and I have guests like my guest tonight, Annette Martin. And when I think about and I look at how very fortunate I am that in this time in my life, I get to chat with some of the most incredible people, people like Annette, people that are doing work and have said yes to their life's purpose and path. And so when I step back, as I said before, and I look about this, and I would encourage all of you to do this, step back and take a deep breath and know that that breath is spirit. Know that that breath is your life asking you, calling you, begging you to say yes to the juiciness that's in front of you. Today, Annette Martin joins me, the psychic detective who solves homicides, missing persons, and cold cases. She's been on Good Morning America, Court TV, CBS, Fox News, ABC, 48 Hours. I could go on and on. The Nancy Grace Show, Discovery Channel, A&E, and much more. The thing that I know and the thing that I want to say is that this woman is so popular, we already have a caller ready to call into the show. But what is it like to get inside of some of the minds that Annette gets inside of? You know, what is it like for her having the life that she has and been able to say yes to it? Continue to get up every day and help so many other people. My buddy John Holland refers to Annette Martin as the mother of all psychics. Dang, I'm feeling good tonight. She has authored several books, Discovering Your Psychic World, a children's book, Annie Sunshine, and The White Owl of the Cedars, and then a number of meditation CDs. Tonight, get ready to step into the world. Get ready to step into the world that Annette has so clearly lived in all of her life, and get ready to lift the veil for what so many of us long to know and what Annette has said yes to. Annette, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for that wonderful introduction. That was very, very sweet.
I am so thrilled. I have to tell you, I'm thrilled to have you on the show for a lot of reasons. And obviously the listeners are, they're already calling in the show. I haven't even given out the number yet. I'm sure Seth is going to keep them coming. But those of you that are calling in, just give us a minute here and we'll get right to you. I have to ask you this question, and it's a question that I ask everybody. I could go on and on about what you've accomplished, but sometimes folks think that this happens in your world without challenges, without obstacles, you know, without having to face the public in a way that many of us don't even understand. What have you had to do? What obstacles, what challenges have you had to move beyond to continue on your life's path?
I think, Dr. Pat, the most challenging things have been for me is to be able to understand people's jealousies, especially when I was a child. That was very difficult, and them backing away from me like I had cooties or something. You know, I've always wanted to be with people and always have wanted to. I'm always this very happy person and wanting to help other people and wanting to socialize. I'm a very social person, especially being a Sagittarius. So for people and the children to back away from me was very, very frightening. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I must be doing something wrong. I must be really bad. I really didn't understand it for a number of years until I finally began to realize that I had to learn to keep my mouth shut, you know, and not tell them things. And if I did that, then if I just focused on my singing, then maybe, you know, they would love me and they would like me and they would let me be a part of their group.
And, you know, isn't this interesting that we're talking about this at this point in time? And, you know, you having a life where you have said yes to one of the most controversial, okay, controversial fields to be in, number one, let's just say that. And you're in the public, you're on television, you're on radio, and I would imagine people are questioning your sanity every moment of the day almost. I mean...
Yeah, you know, I think that they have, but I think now, because of television and the exposure, we have the medium and we have the Ghostbusters and we have all this stuff that's going on, that more people are becoming very aware that they, too, are very intuitive and they, too, have these flashes and they, too, have seen ghosts and they get these things that they know that are predictive in their lives. And so more people have become aware that it's okay and that psychics are not bad people and they're not people who, you know, are going to take your money. And, of course, I do have to put in here that there are some who do that. Yes. But hopefully those of us who are legitimate and those of us who have been doing it for so many years, especially like I have for the past 40 years, that's a long time. Then I think that people have accepted us. And so I feel right now in my life very accepted and very loved because I have so many people and so many clients. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about something, Annette. I wanted to ask you about this idea of change and what's happening in today's world. I know that for a lot of people, this is a trying time for many people. But for other people, and I happen to be one of those people, you know, it's as if I'm discovering, you know, my true nature. It's as if some folks are now discovering who they truly are and are stepping into a level of expansiveness that even they can't understand. What is it that you're sensing? What is, you know, what are these contrasts that seem to be happening right now?
What I feel, Dr. Pat, is going on is that the energy has just sped up. It's very high. And it's so interesting because it's sort of a dichotomy. The energy has sped up, but it seems like the world and the things that we are doing has slowed down. People are out of work. People either don't like their jobs or they're having troubles with their monies, and they're having all these troubles. So what is happening is when this occurs, people will start to look within. They will slow down, and as they're slowing down and looking within, then the energy that's outside of us is going so fast, it sort of revs up what is going on with them. And so they become more cognizant of themselves. And I find it just absolutely fascinating right now as to what is happening.
I love it. I love what's happening. And I love how each of us right now is getting to say yes to even something that's so much greater than we thought it would be. Let's take a break for a minute and bring on Suzanne from San Jose, who has called into the show. I want to make sure that we get some of the folks in here that have been so waiting to chat with you. Suzanne, can you hear me? Are you there? Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I am outstanding. How are you?
Good. It's hot.
How can we help you? Yeah, how can we help you tonight? And thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I wanted to ask Annette, I have been out of work for a while. I worked camp, and now my contract had ended a week ago, but I wanted to see if, and I've been kind of going back and forth with trying to decide if I wanted to go to college or not, but and if that's the best route for me. So I wanted to see where I'm headed.
Right then. Well, thank you for coming on the show. You know, as it's funny that you said whether you should go back to school. As soon, I had already picked that up, and I was covered with goosebumps. So let me kind of explain my goosebumps to our radio listeners. When I get those, they mean that what I've just said to you is between 90-95% accurate. So
right.
I got the goosebumps, Suzanne. You do need to go back to school. And I see you looking at some other things at school, okay?
Uh-huh.
Other areas. Other areas. Have you been looking at psychology?
You know, I haven't. I've been looking more like in the medical field as far as like medical assisting and dental, and I was like going back and forth of what I wanted to do. So I'm just undecided.
The medical would be very good, but what I'd like you to also do is take some classes in psychology, because I feel that you take people at face worth. In other words, you believe everything that they tell you.
Yes.
Yes. And that is a wonderful thing to think that everyone is very truthful, but I'm afraid
and
that people
same.
Are not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, honey. And so I think it would be really good for you to take some classes in psychology to get to know people and sort of their MO, and especially if you're going to be going into the medical field of any type, you would need to have that behind you as well. So I definitely say go back to school. Okay. Thank you so much, honey, for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Annette.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Suzanne. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I want to just let everybody know that you are all invited to join in on the show tonight. I want to make sure everybody out there has got our toll-free number. If you would like to call into the show, we have made it so easy for you. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. You know, join in on the conversation we're having. I'm so thrilled. I'm honored, you know, to have Annette Martin joining us here today, psychic detective, medical intuitive, ghost detective, author, and opera singer, and much more that I'm sure she's not telling us about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're taking your calls. We'd love to get your questions. Also, if you go to drpatlive.com, DrPatLive.com, right on the home page, you can submit your question, your comment, and we will get it and bring it on the show. If you have a question for Annette, we'll make it happen. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Annette Martin on the Dr. Pat Show. How can you understand the power of intuition? And is this just something that, well, maybe a handful of people have? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Del Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. That was Annette Martin. That was her giving us a little sneak preview of her talent. My man's gone now. And so we're going to be hearing that as we come in and out from breaks. We're taking your calls. If you want to connect with Annette, if you've got a question at all for her, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Annette, thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, it's got to feel really great at some level that people are now tuning in more and more to your talents, your abilities, and how they can partner with you. I mean, you and I were talking during the break about your television show that's coming up. I mean, think about this. We have so moved vibrationally and consciously that a television show such as yours has the ability to have millions and millions of viewers. Tell me about the show, and why are people right now so connected to psychic abilities, paranormal, whatever we want to call it?
Well, first of all, let me tell you about the show.
Yeah.
It is on ToddHD.com. That's T todhd.com. It's on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And it's Kelsey Grammer Presents Annette Martin's Psychic World. And what I do is I have a guest either in my studio or on the phone, and then I do animal readings. I have guests come in with photographs of their pets, and I tell them what's going on with their behaviors, and I also do health readings on animals, like I do for human beings as well. I also do a very special section called Annette Martin's Psychic Antique Show. People bring in their antiques, and I read those. I've been doing that for years. And so it's just a lot of fun, and we have a lot of laughter, and people are very happy about it. And so it's we've actually done four shows. It's on every week, and it's just a great deal of fun. So if any of your listeners would like to be on the show, all they have to do is send me an email at annette@closureforyou.com. That's annette@closureforyou.com. If they have a photograph of their animal, or if they are in the Bay Area and have some antiques, please come on, because it's just a lot of fun.
Well, this is a lot of fun, and I love when we can actually step into our lives and have fun. But you also take on some serious situations. You also are called in to help the FBI. You're called in to actually get into the minds of some very, very scary people.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work for you? Oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine.
How does it work for me? Well, actually, Dr. Pat, how I do the process is the same process that I do when I'm doing readings for people. I do psychometry. So when the family or the detective calls me and asks me to come in on the case, I ask them to send me a photograph of the person who is missing, if it is a missing person's case. We'll just use that as an example. Send me a photograph of that person and send me a map of the area that the person was last seen in. And please mark it on the map. I use the maps because I also douse, and I do dousing with my hands. And so I can douse the map, and I can see where the victim went, the assailant is, and where they are. And so it is extremely helpful. I have found a lot of dead bodies that way.
Mm. You know, are you ever, how should I say, are you ever in awe about what you see and what you find?
Yes, I am always in awe of what I see and what I find. And especially when the detective calls me back and says, oh, Annette, you are 100% accurate. We found the person exactly like you said. And I'm going, really? I mean, I'm always shocked, really, because to me, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I did see what had happened. I did see where that person was. And it is always just a shock to me.
What is it about your work right now that seems to be so reaching the public? Meaning, you must be very, very busy. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now, and I would imagine that people are calling you in left and right to help them solve problems. I mean, I just read earlier in the show just a little snippet of who you are and what you're doing. Did you ever think that your career, your path, your calling would go in the direction it's gone in?
Oh, no, never. I really didn't.
Mine either, actually.
No, because, you see, I was planning on being an opera star or a movie star. That's where I was going. And you know, of course, I could see things, and I did medical diagnosing from the age of 7 years old. But that was just something that was a part of me, and so I never dreamed that it would end up this way, that I would really make such a wide career in the paranormal world. It just really hadn't occurred to me. But it just kept coming and kept coming, and more people kept calling and calling. And I really didn't become a professional until 1969. And I was over in Hong Kong, and my husband and my two children and I were there. And as soon as I arrived on the island, practically, I mean, in the first week, the phone started ringing. People knew that I was coming. It was just amazing. And people started saying, "Oh, I want to come for a reading, Annette. Can I come for a reading?" And I wasn't charging at that time, you know, because I was doing a lot of singing, and my husband was the general manager of Fairchild Corporation, and I had a very busy life. And so it got so crazy that my husband finally said to me, "Annette, you have to stop this, because, you know, we're just, you're singing here, you're singing there, you're doing this, you're doing that. You just can't be doing everything." I said, "You're right, absolutely. I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to start charging." And he goes, "Okay." So the next morning, the phone rings, and this lady calls up, and I said, "Oh, you know, I'm terribly sorry, but from now on, I am going to have to charge for my readings." And she goes, "Oh, darling, that's wonderful. When can I come?" And I went, "Oh, no," to myself. It backfired. And so it's gone on for 40 years just like that. So,
well,
it,
and you know, this is really incredible how we sometimes step off the curb, right?
Yeah.
And we never know exactly how far down that curb is. But one of the things we know is we're going to land. One way, come hella high water, we're going to land. We might land on our 2 feet. We might twist an ankle here and there, but we're going to land. And there are so many people right now that are looking for that level, even footing. But life doesn't always take us where we want to go, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know what you have to do? You have to just kind of let go and let it happen. And that's just what I did. And I just said, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing, and I am also going to be doing these readings. And it has been wonderful because they both feed into each other. They really do. It's just amazing. Being a singer has allowed me to be able to be so aware of sound. So that is why I have done so many radio shows, and of course have my own radio show now, but I'm able to hear through the sound of the voice, and I'm able to pick up the very subtle energies from the sound and do the readings, which seem to be quite accurate.
So we've got an instant message that's come in, and I would love to bring it to you. It's very, very interesting. Ronald, thank you so much for listening. Ronald in Tacoma has gotten very familiar already with our brand new instant feedback. And this is what he says. Very interesting. He says, "Since July, my shirts and pants on the left side have been torn like something with three claws. First it was my left back pocket. Then it's my dress shirts on the left side on the tail. It's happening only while I'm wearing them. The most strangest part is I can't feel it happening." Wow.
Well, that is very bizarre, for sure. My goodness, what kind of tailor does he go to?
Yeah. Ronald, send me the answer to that, because I know you're right online. Just send me the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that one. That is very, very unusual. All I can think of is that the material is just not any good, or the thread is not any good.
Don't you think sometimes that we get signs? You know, I'm not saying that this is a sign, but I know that in my life, it's almost like I've seen something and I've thought to myself, really? You know, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's that bird doing outside, walking up and down? I mean, there are just things like that that are going on.
Well, what I think happens, Dr. Pat, is that we do have those signs, and they keep repeating themselves. And then we have to sit down and we have to say to ourselves, okay, what is it that I'm doing? What does this mean? And usually they are metaphorical, and so we have to look at the metaphor as to what is it that this means. What am I doing that I need to fix? What is it that I need to look at about myself?
Okay. Okay. I'm telling you, I'm always looking at myself.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Know, I'm scaring myself now. Listen, we have Linda from New Jersey calling in. I think that I would be remiss if I did not get, you know, the state that I spent most of my life in, on the phone here with us tonight. So let's bring Linda on. Linda, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'd love to introduce you to my guest, Annette Martin.
Hi, Annette. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Linda.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I have to say, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I was listening to that. It was awesome. Very
awesome. Oh, thank you. I love to sing.
Did you go for lessons, or did that just come naturally for
you?
Oh,
no. Well, it did come naturally. I started singing it at 4 years old, and it runs in the family. But I have studied all my life, and in fact, I am still studying because I'm doing a new CD and of Broadway shows. And so, one has to keep practicing all the time. You can't just let it go, especially when you sing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, I have a question for you about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
They are very intriguing to me. I don't know why, but I have this thing about ghosts. I hear about haunted houses, and I always want to go and, you know, see what's there or what it's like. But I've actually had my own experiences. They're kind of weird, but I nobody has been able to tell me what it is that I saw or that was happening to me. But I woke up one night in the middle of the night, and I'm assuming it was a ghost because it really wasn't a physical person. I didn't see a person. But I woke up, and something woke me up, and staring me in the face at my bed was this white. It wasn't a whole body. It was just a head.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all white.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of smoky around it.
Oh, yeah. That was a ghost, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
It was. A real ghost?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm. So what? Because what happened is I said, okay, you're dreaming. And you know how you think you're dreaming, and then so I sat up and I said, okay, stay awake because you're not going to go back to sleep and see that same thing again. And I didn't want to dream about it again because I thought that's what it was. So I went back to sleep, and not maybe 15 minutes later, it was like something woke me up, and I turned to the same side. It was on the same side of the bed in the same spot staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, go away. I don't understand what's happening here. And then it was bizarre. But I don't know who it was. I don't know what they wanted. I don't know what they were trying to tell me. But I never had it again.
You never had it again. And it was at your home? You were at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, I was at home.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, sometimes the ghosts will just come passing through. they do that. And that possibly may have been what it was. You didn't get any sense of whether it was male or female.
It was definitely male.
It was definitely male.
I actually thought maybe it was my father, because my father had passed away 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was the white hair. It was the long, he had a long face, and he was very fair-skinned, but that's the only thing that I contributed to is that my father was coming to me for something and wanted me to do something, but it was all night long, and then mm-hmm. and then I never had it again. All night long, I kept waking up, and the face was right there in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
and, of course, I was freaked out.
Of course. Oh, yeah, because you're not expecting anything like that. You're not expecting.
No.
But at first, you saw it was just kind of white and just covered with you said kind of smoky?
Yeah, there was all like a smoky cloud around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the whole face, it was like from the neck up, and it was just, everything was white.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but I could see a face, you know, but mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you who it was,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it was staring me right in the face.
Well, sometimes, you know, our loved ones do come. And maybe this was your father. I mean, if I hadn't been there, you know, if I had been there, I would have a much better feeling for it. But it might have been your father. But if you didn't feel any danger coming from this, then this is very good. And you did tell it to go away. And that is the best thing to do for those of you who don't know how to deal with a ghost. When I deal with a ghost, it's a little bit differently because I want to engage them in a conversation. But for most people, I think the best thing to do is just, you know, tell them to go away.
So if I had engaged this person or whatever this was, this ghost,
mm-hmm.
What kinds of things happen? Because maybe next time I'll do it if I ever, well, I shouldn't say that because maybe I'll get one again, but I'll probably freak out again.
But when you say you engage them,
what do you do?
Right. Well, the thing, what you have to do is not be frightened, number one.
Oh.
You have to stay very calm, and that's one of the things that I just happen to do that naturally, and I just stay very calm. And you have to ask them who they are. And you will probably get a message back intuitively, and you will hear it in your mind, okay,
uh-huh.
of who it is, and then ask them why they're there. First of all, you want to know who they are and
uh-huh.
why they are there, okay? And if
okay.
you feel that this is for a very valid reason, maybe they've come to tell you something. Maybe they've come to let you know that they're okay. Many times that happens, and when we lose our loved ones, they generally will come shortly after they've passed over to let you know that they are okay and that they are in another existence, but they are all right.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have to just be calm. I
yes.
can feel myself going into a hot flash right now thinking about it.
Right. You know what I always tell people, Linda, is that I'm more afraid of the living than I am of the dead. Because you have to understand, when we pass away, when we are dead, we are only consciousness. We don't necessarily, we don't have a body, a physical body. We are a consciousness, okay? And they cannot hurt us.
Okay.
And they are generally in places. I have just done a big investigation of a home, and I want to tell you about this because it is so incredible. It's a home that a living family of six children and a mother and a father. And they
mm-hmm.
contacted us, and we went up there and did a big investigation, and I discovered that they have another family of seven people, five children ghosts, and a mother and a father. And the family of the seven ghosts sort of moved in with a family of six children.
Wow.
And it is just absolutely incredible. And I had this very, very long conversation with the father, and he explained to me who they were, where they lived. They lived not very far away from the house that they have come into. And they love this family because they, too, have children, and their children are the same ages.
Oh.
And so the younger children, the seven-year-old boy of the living boy, kept running to his daddy and saying, "Daddy, Daddy, somebody keeps whispering in my ear, come on, let's go and play. Come on, let's go and play." And that, of course, is the ghost, the seven-year-old ghost, who is whispering in the live seven-year-old's ear.
Wow.
Very, very fascinating. I have never, ever run into this or even heard of anything like this before. It is absolutely wonderful because the ghosts come in and they like to watch the mother, the live mother, cook. And she bakes a special cake. And the ghost told me all about the cake and how it smelled and everything. And the live mother was standing there and she starts crying. She goes, "Oh, my God, yes, that's the cake that I make very frequently." I said, "Well,
wow.
They come in here, and they can't taste, but they can smell." And
wow.
And so, you know, I could go on and on for hours about this case, but I just wanted to let you know and let everyone know, the listeners out there, that not to be afraid of the ghost. And many times, Dr. Pat, I know you're right there.
Yeah.
People have asked me, "Well, you know, haven't you run into any really nasty ghosts and,
exactly.
and bad
right.
and, you know, and demons?" And I'm going, no, I have not.
Mm.
I have not experienced that ever in all my years that anybody who was angry or nasty, okay? The only thing that I have run into are ghosts who have been a little slow, have been mentally ill, who were very confused and didn't know what was happening to them and they didn't understand. Those I have run into, but I've never run into a demon. Never.
Well, that's good to know. Don't be afraid. Now I don't have to be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, I think Linda just asked, she's basically asked all the questions that I was going to ask you, but I'm glad she asked them because we do have sort of this sensationalization from television and movies. I mean, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Devil, is coming out, right? It's going to find its place among the movies that most of us are scared to go see.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of we actually fuel the fire in a lot of ways in terms of scaring ourselves about the paranormal.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's what Hollywood is all about. And
yeah.
That's how they make their money, you know, scaring you half to death.
Oh, I thought that was, wait a minute, I thought that was Washington, D.C.
A whole other subject.
Okay, that is a whole other subject. Annette, before we go to the phone again, we have a caller waiting. I want to give everybody your website and make sure that they know how to find out about you. And people are instant messaging me and want to find out how they can watch your television show.
Right. Okay, well, two things. My website is www.annette-martin.com. That's MARTIN.com. And they can reach my television show on www.todd, T as in Tom, O, D as in dog, HD.com. And what they have to do is they have to sign up join, and it's free. All they have to do is put in their email and their password, and then they will let them know that they've been accepted, and then they can go in and they can watch the shows. And I'm going to be on channel 22. Channel
Excellent.
22.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we can find this on your website, correct?
Yes.
I think that's where I found it as well.
Right.
We've got another caller. Let's go to Kim. Kim from Maryland. She is waiting for us on line 3. We're just firing it up tonight. Kim, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, hi. Good evening. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Good evening. It's late in your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And guess what? I'm not far from Washington, D.C.
Oh!
I'm about an hour, I guess.
Oops.
Funny. But this is actually my first time calling your show.
It's
and
great
I was
have.
My I just had a question really.
Okay.
My father passed away November 10th of 2002, and then 11 months later my daughter passed away October 30th of 2003. She was 14. Just wondering if there's any messages from either of them.
Mm.
Okay. Can you give me their names?
Well, my dad's name is Clifford, and my daughter, Brandy.
Brandy. Oh, I'm getting something about Brandy. The sense that I have about Brandy is that she knew that her life was going to be very short. Did she try to do a lot of things in her life?
Yes, she did.
It was like what the sense that I have is that she was trying to hurry up and do as much as she could because she sensed that she wouldn't be here very long.
Right.
Okay. And she's telling me that she accomplished what she needed to do, and she wants you to know that, Mother. She's saying,
mm-hmm.
Mother, please understand that I did everything that I had wanted to do, and I'm in a different place, and I'm doing well. I am doing well, she says.
Okay.
Yes. I'm covered with goosebumps. Something about her arm. Did she have a problem with her arm?
She had seizures, and her arm would go into like different, you know, when somebody has a seizure, the
yeah,
way that
their arm, and it would kind of go kind of strange and get twisted a little bit.
Yes.
That's what she's telling me, that her arm would get twisted and her arm would hurt her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's saying to me. But she wants you to know that that's gone now and that everything is fine and she's doing very well. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
It's great to
have
you join in. We are taking your calls. Joining me here tonight, I'm so thrilled. Annette Martin is my very special guest. And for more information about the Dr. Pat Show, you can certainly go to drpatlive.com. For more information about Annette, I think that, you know, Annette, Best Places and People is a really cool website, which is www.annette-martin.com. Am I getting it right?
That's right.
And we're not going to go to break tonight because so many of you are calling in. So we're going to keep taking your calls. We have Anna from New York online too. Annette, Anna, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Hi, Anna.
How can we help you?
Hi. I would like to have a question about a friend of mine who is in a situation, and I haven't heard from him for a while. I was wondering if his case is going to be, how long it's going to take for him to be free from this case that he's involved in, and if I'm going to hear from him again soon.
Can you tell me his first name?
Yes, his first name is Emir.
Say that again.
Emir.
Emir?
Emir.
Emir.
Yes.
Oh, Emir. Okay. All right. And so is he in jail at this point in time?
He's sort of in jail, yeah. His parents are put him in hiding instead of jail, so. And he has a court case coming up, I think, in October again. He had one in July the 8th, but I haven't heard anything, so
okay.
I don't think that.
Yeah, yes. Anna, I feel that he is going to go to jail.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that he knows that he did something wrong, and he is going to be punished for it. So I do not feel that you are going to hear from him.
Wow.
And I really feel, Anna, that it's best that you let him be, that you let his family take care of him. That's the sense that I'm having. You don't want to get mixed up with this, okay?
No, he's not letting me be mixed up with it. I mean, he's not.
Right. Mm. Right. And so, you know, just send him in love. Just send him in love. And just send him as much love as you can, but you need to stay clear of everything that's going on. And I do not feel that he will contact you. All right? Okay, Anna.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much. What a great show tonight. I mean, we've gotten people calling in from all over the country, and I think they're as fascinated as I am and can only imagine what it's like to live your life. But, you know, Annette, you have broken through and done a number of different firsts. You were the first psychic to be sworn in as an expert witness.
Yes.
How the heck did that feel?
That was really weird, I'll tell you, because this is a woman who had murdered her husband in self-defense, and her lawyer contacted me, and her lawyer said, oh, Annette, could you please come and speak to the jury? What we want you to do is tell the jury exactly what you do, that you have been working with the police and the FBI for all these years, and that people are intuitive, and people can find missing persons and find murderers and things like that. And I said, well, of course, you know, I can do that. And so I went down to the courthouse, and I'm waiting to go into the room, and I'm waiting, and finally the lawyer comes out, and she says, oh, my gosh. Well, Annette, we have a problem. We have the prosecuting attorney who's in there screaming and hollering at the judge, and they're fighting in front of everybody. The prosecuting attorney does not want a psychic. There has never been a psychic who has been in a court of law, and there's never going to be.
Oh, gee.
And
wow.
They were going on and on about me. So the lawyer said, you know, why don't you go home today and let me see what's going to happen? So she called me the following day, and I went back. The second day, I was brought in. And what had occurred was another judge heard them fighting and came into the court and wanted to know what was going on. And this other judge was a male, and he said, well, look, you know, even though it's the first time that a psychic is going to come in, what can she do? I mean, all she can do is say what she does and the experience that she has, and it certainly isn't going to really have any of value to this case, so why don't you just let her come in? So they did. And so I went in, and I sat there, and it was amazing, you know. And the jury, they were like little mice just sitting there, you know, just barely breathing. And I began to tell them what I did, and I went on for about 15 minutes. And, of course, the lawyer was asking me some questions as well, and I always pointed my questions to the jury. And I just wish that you had been there, Dr. Pat, and had a camera, because the looks on the people's faces were priceless. Their eyes were wide open. Their mouths were open. It's like they couldn't believe what I was telling them. And it was just extraordinary. So that was my day in court, 15 minutes.
Well, what I'm curious about is what the attorney said about it, because, of course, you had to be cross-examined, correct?
Right.
And, you know, what was that like? I mean, I can only imagine that they were attempting to discredit you and so forth and so on, but you must have had the jury captivated.
Oh, I did. I had the jury totally captivated. And he was asking questions, you know, and he was trying to make me look like a fool. And, of course, you know, I'm just telling him what I do, you know, and my experience and what I've done. I've with the FBI and cases. And so he shut up very quickly and just said, no more questions. And he was very annoyed, of course, that I was there and that I even got into the court. So, you know, what are you going to do?
You know, I've read a lot about what you've done, your accomplishments, and there's one thing that I was personally affected by, and I want to ask you about it, and that is the situation where you're asked to come and work on a case, and you get some deep insight, and then for whatever reason, they won't listen to you about what you see, and you keep seeing things. And so this is a question for me that it was, I thought to myself, I understand a lot of the other things that you might have been involved in, but how do you accept the fact that you see some things that are either hurting or harming or have harmed another person and no one will listen to you?
Well, you know, I can't say that they haven't listened to me.
Okay.
My experience has been absolutely phenomenal with law enforcement agencies.
Excellent.
And they have listened to everything that I have said, and they have followed up with all the leads that I have given them so that they can go out and they can solve the case. I don't solve the case. What I'm doing is I'm just telling them what I see and what had occurred. And then they have to take that and they have to go find the body or they have to go find the perpetrator. So I have not had one, the only time I've ever had anyone kind of say, oh, well, you know, I really don't believe that, was an FBI agent. And he was quickly shut down and told to be quiet from the detectives that I was working with. The FBI had been asked to come in as a guest to listen to a session that I was doing about, it actually was the very first case that I had ever done. And the detectives were so much on my side because I'd already given them a lot of information. And the FBI was trying to discredit what I had said. And that was very interesting. And so the FBI man got very quiet and kept his mouth shut the rest of the time. And then later on, they asked me to come and work with them on the Patty Hearst SLA case, which was out here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right.
Yeah. So my experience with law enforcement has been really wonderful. I've had a great rapport with almost every single detective that I have worked with. And And it's been wonderful because, you know, these guys work hard and they're, you know, they're paid by the government. We pay them through our taxes and they're just beating their heads against the wall trying to find someone who's missing or trying to find a perpetrator who's murdered somebody or raped someone or done another type of atrocity. And they work very hard at what they're doing. And so I just feel very honored that I have the capability of being able to go in there and help them.
Oh, and it's an honor to have you on the show. I mean, you know, many people, of course, know of your work. And, you know, your biography, Gift of the White Light, really features and highlights so much of what you've done. And I want to thank you, Annette, for joining me here today and ask you about your personal message, about what you'd like to leave our listeners with. What can you share with folks as we move forward in what some people call some very uncertain times, but other people call some very certainly uncertain times?
Yes. Well, what I'd like to leave everyone with, and one of the things that I'm finding with so many of my clients, Dr. Pat, is that we forget to breathe. We forget to breathe. And we have to stop, and we have to take a very deep breath, like breathing in through your nose. And when you're breathing in through your nose, visualize white light coming down through your frontal lobe and engaging itself into your body. And then exhale through your mouth. And do this three times. And what you'll find is it will calm you down. It will help you to get your thoughts together. It will help you feel better, feel happier. And so that's what I would like to leave everyone with, that thought. Do try it because it does work. I've been using it ever since I was a little girl, and it is just absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do and all that you are, and for allowing each of us to step into that world, people like Linda, people like Anna, people like the many listeners here today, and to step into that world and be connected without fear. Thank you so much, Annette.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for having me. It's just been absolutely delightful.
It's a pleasure. Let's give out your website again, and please mention the television show again as well. I can't wait to watch that.
My website is www.annette-martin.com. And the television show every Tuesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on Pacific is www.toddhd.com. And look for Channel 22 and Annette Martin. Click on my name, and I'll be there.
I can't wait. Thank you, Annette. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. What a great show, everybody. And thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Remember, if you want to find out more about us, go to the drpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Sign up for a newsletter. We've got something really cool we're getting ready to announce on 10-10-10. Don't ask me why I picked that date. Annette could probably tell me. We want to thank all of you out there that have supported the Dr. Pat Show, all the networks that we're on, all the people like Seth that have that push the right buttons. And until next time, remember, we get to choose. Do you want to survive or do you want to thrive? Well, I want to thrive with you. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Strange as so.